VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. 6 days of funeral observances for former President Jimmy Carter begin Saturday morning in Plains, Georgia, where he died on December 29th at the age of 100. In a briefing, D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says a public viewing and services for Carter begin this coming week in the nation's capital.
The public will have an opportunity to pay their final respects during a ceremony at the Naval Memorial and a procession to the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday, which will be followed by the former president lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda on Tuesday evening and Wednesday.
The motorcade on Saturday will travel through Plains, past his boyhood family farm, and continue to Atlanta, pausing at the Georgia Capitol, where he served as governor. There, he will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Center, where the public can pay respects before ceremonies move to Washington, D.C. South Korea's Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials asked the country's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, on Saturday again to order the Presidential Security Service to comply with an arrest warrant for impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. On Friday, the security service, along with military troops, prevented prosecutors from arresting Yoon in a six-hour standoff. The investigators secured the warrant to arrest Yoon over his brief declaration of martial law last month. "We are holding this protest to oppose the government. I hope every one of us will come together so that our country moves towards a true democracy." That was Lee Hana, who is protesting against Yoon with thousands of others in Seoul on Saturday. Meanwhile, Bang Joo-hyuk and their fellow pro-Yoon protesters rallied on an adjacent street. "Our President Yoon Suk-yeol is fighting at the forefront of this fight. Just as President of the United States, Trump, has stood against fraudulent election, we will reveal the truth about the fraudulent elections in our country." Yoon's December 3rd martial law declaration stunned South Korea and led to the first arrest warrant to be issued for a sitting president.